Well, I think it's disappointing that the UUP have decided upon the strategy. It's not surprising. The UUP have been debating this internally and externally for the last 4 or 5 months about going into opposition, and it's very clear that this is more about the elections in the north that will be coming up in the next number of months, and them trying to position themselves and put the DUP in a difficult position. So it's very clear that's what this is about, but I think that we need to just continue to move on. There's a lot of work to be done within the Assembly. There's a lot of challenges, not least the austerity measures that are being imposed by the Tory government, and that's the priority and focus of Sinn Féin.
Peter Robinson has written in today's Belfast Telegraph saying now is not the time to leave the battlefield. Strong words.
Well, I think, you know, anybody who has their ear to the ground in the north, anybody who represents those communities for the last decade knows very clearly that a lot of the hype and spin that's been taking place over the last number of days and now over a week is nothing more than spin. It's clear that the IRA have left the stage, that, you know, this is the situation for the last 10 years when the IRA ended its campaign. It's now involved in, those former members are involved in peaceful and democratic means to pursue their objectives. And anybody with their ear to the ground knows that that is the case. As I said, this is very much an internal battle within unionism. And unfortunately, at the heart of all of this here has been a brutal murder by an individual or individuals of Mr. McGuigan and Mr. Davidson. And I think the focus needs to be about trying to support the PSNI and making sure that whoever carried out this terrible crime is brought to justice, and the full rigours of the justice system will be faced by them.
Now, Mike Nesbitt has spoken out in recent days saying that the ball is firmly in Sinn Féin's court. Do you agree with that?
As I said, this is about politicking, you know, positioning for the UUP, and the DUP is about a battle of unionism. It's focused on the Assembly elections coming up, and it's very little to do with Sinn Féin, to tell you the God's honest truth. And, you know, there's another side to this here is, you know, that the UUP will not be lecturing Sinn Féin in relation to its mandate that we have to serve in the executive and serve in the Assembly. We're very conscious that members of the UUP stand shoulder to shoulder on a weekly basis, facing the Ardoin with representatives of loyalist paramilitaries, those same paramilitaries who don't claim to be disbanded, who don't claim to have decommissioned their weapons, and who are involved in extortion, drug running and murder on a weekly basis. Yet, you know, we see this hypocrisy from the leader of the UUP and others, you know, but it's nothing more than trying to position themselves within unionism, trying to get an edge on the DUP in the face into the next in the next elections in the Assembly, and trying to carve out a space for them that's distinct from the DUP.